today's rest of the story. Back in 69, Al was co-owner of a small electrical engineering firm in New York City. Most of the firm's income was dependent on Western Union contracts. It was a comfortable situation, paid pretty well, but Al had a dream of independence. What he wanted to do was open a factory of his own, perhaps somewhere in the industrial district of Newark, New Jersey. For initial security, he would take some of those Western Union contracts with him. For Al, there'd be a certain magic in calling himself an Eastern manufacturer. I mention Al's dreams because one day they were realized. During the winter of 71, he scoured Newark, found a suitable building on Ward Street. He sank his life savings into the first month's rent for shop space and new machinery, some capable workers. And it paid off. In 4 years, Al's small factory was prospering, so that larger premises were required. That's when the trouble started. Al had been renting this shop space for the month, you see, and just as he was about ready to pack up his machinery and move out, he was served with a notice from the building owner, an impressive-looking document quoting an obscure law which made monthly renters liable for an entire year's rent. Now Al's in hot water. To postpone the judgment on his factory, Al started bribing the local sheriff. As though things weren't bad enough, Al was behind in utility payments, in particular his gas bill. Without warning, a man from the gas company came out to Al's factory and shut off the gas. Al pleaded with him. Apathetically, the man told Al that if he needed the gas so badly, he should have coughed up last month. Well, that made Al angry. I mean angry. Understand, this hassle with the gas company had come at a most unfortunate time for Al. He bore them no malice particularly, but here you have a guy who's 4 years out on his own, a small businessman whose small business is growing until one day the world seems to cave in on top of him. First, he can't relocate his factory until he pays 9 months' rent on the present location. Now his gas has been shut off, so his hands are tied as far as the rent's concerned. So you do understand why Al felt threatened and frustrated and set out to wage war on the gas company. They'd shut off his gas just when he didn't need another problem, and by George, they were going to pay for it. Now, the gas company had the law on its side, so Al's revenge would have to be subtle and ultimately devastating. First, know your enemy. Al began collecting every imaginable data about gas. He procured all of the transactions of the gas engineering societies. He studied all of the back issues of gas journals. He tried desperately to learn every facet of their economics. One way or another, Al was going to give the gas tycoons a run for their money. Well, it took him 4 years, but he did it. And he did it by discovering an alternative to gas. For you see, the young businessman folks sometimes called Al was not frustrated by the gas company during the 70s of the 20th century. His Ward Street factory in Newark required gas for illumination. You always knew that Al, Thomas Alva Edison, invented the electric light bulb. Well, now you know why. Because now you know the rest of the story.